Convergence 2.
Great, you say, but why is it only in the past few years that we started to see in the United States the big surges in productivity that should be associated with such a technological leap? Answer, because it always takes time for all the flanking technologies and the business processes and habits needed to get the most out of them to converge and create that next productivity breakthrough. Introducing new technology alone is never enough. The big spurts in productivity come when a new technology is combined with new ways of doing business. Walmart got big productivity boosts when it combined big box stores, where people could buy soap supplies for 6 months, with new horizontal supply chain management systems that allowed Walmart instantly to connect what a customer took off the shelf from a Walmart in Kansas City with what a Walmart supplier in coastal China could produce. The same thing is happening today with the flattening of the world. Many of the 10 flatteners have been around for years, but for the full flattening effects to be felt, we needed not only the 10 flatteners to converge, but also something else. We needed the emergence of a large cadre of managers, innovators, business consultants, business schools, designers, IT specialists, CEOs, and workers to get comfortable with and develop the sorts of horizontal collaboration and value creation processes and habits that could take advantage of this new, flatter playing field. In short, the convergence of the 10 flatteners begat the convergence of a set of business practices and skills that would get the most out of the flat world. And then the two began to mutually reinforce each other. Consider the example of WPP, the second largest advertising marketing communications consortium in the world. WPP, which is based in England, did not exist as we now know it 20 years ago. It is a product of the consolidation of some of the biggest names in the business, from Young and Rubicam to Ogilvy and Mather to Hill and Knowlton. The alliance was put together to capture more and more of big clients' marketing needs, such as advertising, direct mail, media buying, and branding. For years, the big challenge for WPP was how to get its own companies to collaborate, said Alan Adamson, managing director of WPP's branding firm, Landor Associates. Now, though, it is often no longer enough just to get the companies in WPP to work together per se. Increasingly, we find ourselves pulling together individuals from within each of these companies to form a customized collaborative team for just one client. The solution that will create value for that client did not exist in any one company or even in the traditional integration of the companies. It had to be much more specifically tailored. So we had to go down inside the whole group and pluck the individual who is the right ad person to work with the right branding person to work with the right media person for this particular client.